And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's not our universe. It's not our universe. Plus, God has given us an assignment. Remember homework in school? Remember our tasks at work? Well, God has given us an assignment. We're going to be pursuing the real food. As in the fake food? No, the real food. And then we'll close it out with separated in order to be connected.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, not this hour. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
John MacArthur here with another edition of Portraits of Grace. At the close of World War II, many children were left homeless and ended up being placed in Allied camps. But in spite of wonderful care, the children couldn't sleep. The camp authorities commissioned doctors to do a study. And the doctors discovered that when the children were given a piece of bread before bed, they began sleeping through the night. Why? Well, even though they had three full meals, experience had taught them there was no hope for tomorrow. Once they had that bread tucked in their hands, they knew they would at least have breakfast the next day. Did you know God has, in a sense, given you a piece of bread like that? Consider this promise: My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So don't lose sleep being anxious for tomorrow. Your future is secure in God's hands.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Just as long as you stand
by me. So darling, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Want to let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, my great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. I've talked to you about this for years. I'm not going to say it any different in any capacity. If you've got anything in the world going on in the roof realm, new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, waterproofing, remodeling, if it doesn't matter if it's commercial or residential, it's irrelevant. Excalibur Roofing can and will help you, because they believe that what they're doing is a part of their mission in ministry. ExcaliburRoofing.com is their website. You can go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. Easy way to do it. You can also give them a call at 760-743-8803. Now, let's be honest. You don't get a new roof or a changed roof as often as you eat a ham sandwich. Okay, got it. But when that time comes for roof work, you want to know who to contact. You want to know who has you covered. You want to know who's going to protect your castle. That's Excalibur Roofing. They do free estimates. They do great work. They're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And it will be a good experience for you to resolve any roofitis issues you may be having. If you give them a call, let them know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Additionally, I sent an email out to my good friend Steve Wheeler. Steve and Coral are out there in the field serving, bringing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to faraway places, as well as supporting ministers who are just planting in villages that there's no roads, there's hardly any water. People live out there, and they live in a really, really difficult circumstances. And these are rural pastors all over the world in red zones and difficult places where the gospel is not, it's not okay to preach it, or people have never even heard of the gospel. Well, that's what Steve and Coral are doing right now, supporting these pastors and bringing that gospel to these villages. I encourage you to check out whitefields.org. Steve's my man for filling in for me. He's going to be filling in for me later on this month. His number, if you want to talk to them, you want to talk to Brenda, 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. And if you want to just read some emails or some letters or see some videos about the ministry, the great way to do it is just go to their website, whitefields.org, and see what the pastors have been saying about the support of Whitefields Ministries and what they've been doing helping the gospel be spread around the world. Great guy. Steve's just a great guy with the right heart and with a fantastic wife, fantastic partner, where the two of them are just, they're committed to advancing the gospel. It's cool people right there. All right. Let us get ready. Not lettuce, bacon, and tomato. Let us get ready to talk about the fact that it's not our universe. I know. Doesn't that seem hard? We don't have a sound for this, but this is just should make sense just going straight through. We kind of think sometimes it is our universe. In fact, what we think is the universe really comprises of what we, you and I, can see in the parameters of our sight and the people that we know, be it Facebook or some other social media or the family line or work. You know, in your universe, the people at work are part of your universe. And it's cool that you have a perception, and I have a perception of the universe. It's just, you know, highly inaccurate as regards to that we own this universe. And that's why this beginning is titled, "It's Not Our Universe." Here we go with John chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent nor of human decision or even of a husband's will, but born of God. So for the people that you'll talk to in Christianity who go, well, it doesn't really say you're supposed to receive Jesus. It does too. Specifically says so right here, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, receiving him is believing in his name, he gives you the right to become the children of God. And I've had, you know, minister after minister. It doesn't really say receive Jesus. That's exactly what it says. Not partly. It's exactly. It's almost verbatim. So, yeah, you got to receive. Why? Because he's the creator. He's part of the essence of how all of the universe came about, and it's his universe, not yours. And you were born, look at verse 13, not of natural descent. Oh, mom and dad, we're going to have our family. Well, that's cute. Not of human decision. We're going to have 9 kids, 4 boys, you know, 5 girls. That's cute. Not of a husband's will. And that has to do with carrying on the legacy of the family name. But born of God. God was involved in your existence. There's a calling here. There's a calling for believers to recognize, to understand that the Lord is a part of their lives in corporate. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Listen to this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin so that easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Uh-oh. There's a race marked out. There's a plan. There's a purpose. There's somebody else's universe, and you and I are a part of it. It gives us an understanding of how grand God is. How big is the Lord in that sense? Ephesians 1:11, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purposes of his will. Hey, you know what God had before anybody else had anything? Before anybody had anything, God had a plan. You know what's amazing about that plan? You are part of that plan. The king of the universe, the creator of all that there is, created, formulated, put together a plan. And you're a part of that plan. And in that plan, he has marked out as in mapped it out for us, a path that he knows he's going to bring us through so he can accomplish the things that he wants to accomplish. And in fact, you and I were not even born because mom and dad said, I'll have 9 kids and 9 deductions, but because God had a plan. Not of natural descent, not of human decision, not of a husband's will, but born of God. And then set up with a race that is marked out for us, a path by which we should go. You know, when you have a race and you're in some kind of race, you know what the path is. And that's what the Lord did, is marked out a path for us. And then he nails it down by going, everything is according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with his purposes of his will. God makes it so. It doesn't happen the way we think it should happen from A, B, and C, but ultimately from A to Z, God gets done what he wants to get done because he wants to get it done, and you're not going to stop him. His accomplishes get fulfilled. So I want us to kind of start into this teaching, into this understanding, getting this. This is not you and me controlling the universe and the world. We're all in charge. No, you're not. God's in charge. He has a map that he has put together that has your name attached to it, and his plans are going to get accomplished because it's his universe. And you're a player in his play. That ain't that hard. What's fascinating is what comes next in the play. Because one thing an actor or an actress has in a play is a part that they have to fulfill. We'll get to that in a second. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Fix
my eyes. G'day, this is Joel, and I'm Luke with Fakim Country. Let the celebrations begin. It's with great enthusiasm that we announce our first ever nationwide Christmas tour.
Special for King & Country Christmas Matinee, 1:30 Saturday afternoon, December 17th at Rock Church.
It's a night of Christmas classics, our songs, and even some Christmas originals.
So go ahead and grab your best mates and join us. You can get your tickets and more details online at forkingandcountry.com.
It's a special for King & Country Christmas Matinee, 1:30 Saturday afternoon, December 17th at Rock Church.
You can get tickets right now at forkingandcountry.com.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You know, kids who aren't very logic smart, for instance, will really struggle with vocabulary, possibly, if they're not very word and logic. But what if they're very picture smart? We can let them draw the definition.
Dr. Kathy Cook offering hope to parents of children who are visual learners on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
What if we have these kids draw an apartment building, a condo, a house, a ranch-style home, a factory, and we prove through the drawing that they understand the differences? And parents can help kids study at home with those smarts that they have more brain cells in, even if they go back to school on Tuesday and take a written vocabulary test. Your son who is picture smart, when having to write out the definition of apartment building, will remember, oh wait, I drew that taller and wider with all kinds of windows. That's the building that a lot of people live in independent units, and they pay rent to somebody. That will work for these kids.
Dr. Kathy Cook is an expert about the different facets of intelligence, and you can hear more from her at familyminute.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, IA. Want to let you know this segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, one of the top real estate agents in the country, a good friend, a good man. Hey, it's simple. Are you looking to buy or sell a house? You want to talk to Sam. Are you looking to sell your house, but it needs like a front door? You need like, you know, a roof. You need like something. Sam will forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house. Then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow. He doesn't charge you any interest. How about that? That's pretty good. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, takes 25% of that commish, gives it to whatever ministry, church, or charity you want. That's pretty good. But here's the thing. Sam wants that opportunity to prove himself. He's one of those guys. Give me a chance. Give me that 1%. I'll earn the other 99%. So if you want to talk to Sam, talk to him by phone, talk to him through email, just kind of pick his brain, see where he's at. You're welcome to do that. It doesn't cost you any money. And then you can decide whether you want to move forward with Sam. And we know that some people, you listen to this and it's like, well, Dave, I just bought a house. I have no interest in this. Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, you would have no interest if you just bought one. But you may know somebody who's going to buy one or going to sell one. That might be in your center of influence, your sphere of life. It may be Bible study people, you know, church people, maybe work people, maybe somebody you just know in some casual recreational league. Doesn't matter. Send them to Sam because Sam will take care of them and he'll do them right. ThinkSam.com. Just straightforward. ThinkSam.com. Even I, your humble correspondent, can remember that. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Okie dokie. One more thing to say, and then we'll get into the rest of our DDD for King and Country Music Tour in San Diego. Did you hear about this, Tugboat Todd? Have you heard about this?
I think so.
All right. Rock Church San Diego is presenting for King and Country Christmas Concert.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, December 17th for the 1:30 p.m. matinee concert. And the way to get information for tickets is you go to forkingandcountry.com. Now, this is a big deal. We're actually doing an interview with them on Wednesday, and we'll have an opportunity to play it on Thursday. It's very exciting, and we're excited for them, and we're just encouraging you to check it out.
go to forkingandcountry.com for the musical tour. It's going to be taking place at the Rock Church. It's going to be a sellout, blowout, fun out, pray out, worship out, be with God, and out from the world out.
I do remember you talking about this last week, and I was thinking to myself, because around this time, usually with my family, we kind of pick something to do as a family and go out and see it. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the Rock Church would be awesome to go to, because without saying names, I've been to other Christmas plays and concerts, and sometimes they're in facilities that don't have the nicest seats or air conditioning or whatever. So I like the Rock Church. It's big, comfy. I'm a big guy, big seats.
So you like you have that? That works for you then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I heard that Miles was putting in chairs with little massagers in it. Is that you think that's true? Was that just a rumor?
I don't know. Well, a lot of times when you go to church, so you spend a lot of time on your feet. So I don't know if it helped that much. You're dancing and stuff. You know, they got good music there.
Miles is a great guy. Yeah, that's what my son. You know, it was great because my son's just like, "Hey, Dad, yeah, why isn't your church fun like Miles?" Thanks, son. That's my comment. Thanks, son. You're out of the will. Anyway, good point. So you should check that out. And I don't know if you can get a discount. I don't think you can get a discount. But, you know, you got the information right there. So take advantage of it for sure. So you really, I mean, for that website, you know, for kingandcountry.com. There you go. Simple. Let's get into our, we got to move it too. Let's get into our next segment in regards to our teaching. God has given us assignment. What do you think of that? God has given us assignment.
Now we have an important assignment for you and...
That's right. We have an important assignment for you. Okay, it wasn't a sound in the sense of a long song, but it was cute. All right, here we go. Acts chapter 22, verses 6 through 10. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" I asked. "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "My companion saw the light, but did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What shall I do, Lord?" I asked. "Get up," the Lord said, "and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that you have been assigned to do." The reason that this says, this portion says God has given us an assignment is because God has an assignment for you and I in the kingdom of God. He didn't bring you into the kingdom so you can sit on your blessed assurance. He brought you in the kingdom with purpose. Now, somebody reached out to me today and said, "I'm not really able to do much physically, like connect to a fellowship. You know, is that going to be okay?" Well, you can always pray for a fellowship. When you can get there, you can get there. If you're physically not able to, it's certainly understandable. But you don't want to try and disconnect from any and all fellowship. You want to have something going on. And a lot of churches will have people that come and visit and pray with you. You want to be connected to something. And if you think your assignment is done because you're older, you're wrong. Because Moses didn't even start his real assignment until the last third of his life. He was 80 years old, died at 120. He was 80 before he got it rolling. Some people say 81. Not quite. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, it says, "For Christ himself gave apostles and prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the people of God for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity of faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God." The reason that the Lord gave apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, whether you see that as a current day ministry structure or not, it's irrelevant. The reason that he did that is to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. So it comes down to this question. You have a designation. You have a department. You've been given an assignment. Part of the church process is to strengthen you in the training for that assignment. How you doing on your assignment? I mean, that's the straightforward question. How you doing? Are you working in your assignment? Are you active in your assignment? Because the Lord, being it's his universe, being he mapped it out, being that it's his plan, has given you a part to play in his plan. In a play, the writer and director, of which God is both, the writer and director give the people in the play their parts. They give them the lines. They give them the actions. You have a part in God's play. You've been assigned a task, a position, a place, an operation, whatever that is. And God has given you that assignment. And it's our job to do that. It's our job to work that. It's our job to fulfill that. What we're going to do is talk about how you locate that assignment next. But before we do, you need to recognize God gave you an assignment. Have you done your work? And don't say the dog ate it. It didn't work for your teacher. It's certainly not going to work for God. So make sure in your mind, in your heart, and I'll make sure in my mind, in my heart, that a day-by-day basis and a week-by-week, month-by-month, year-by-year, that we say before the Lord, here I am, present myself for you to use me as you see fit. I want to fulfill my assignment. That's what we should all be thinking and saying on a pretty regular basis. We're going to dive into how that takes place to locate that assignment. When we get back, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Never confuse temptation with opportunity.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Tim Gustafson. Tim writes, "Early in my career, while doing work that I saw as more of a mission than a job, another company offered me a position that would give a significant increase in pay. Our family could surely have benefited financially from such a move. There was one problem. I hadn't been looking for another job because I loved my current role, which was growing into a calling. But the money. I called my father, then in his 70s, and explained the situation. Though his one sharp mind had been slowed by strokes and the strain of years, his answer was crisp and clear. Don't even think about the money. What would you do? In an instant, my mind was made up. The money would have been the only reason for leaving the job I loved. Thanks, Dad." Tim continues, "Jesus devoted a substantial section of his Sermon on the Mount to money and our fondness for it. He taught us to pray, not for an accumulation of riches, but for our daily bread. He warned us against storing up treasures on earth and pointed to the birds and flowers as evidence that God cares deeply about his creation. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, Jesus said, and all these things will be given to you as well. Money matters, but money shouldn't rule our decision-making process. Tough times and big decisions are opportunities to grow our faith in new ways. Our Heavenly Father cares for us." Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I probably should say a few things that I haven't said yet because I'm not really good at always saying the things that I should say, and therefore I don't say that which I should say, which I haven't said yet because it's not something that's been said. That's how my dad used to talk to me. Like, what? A couple things. Experience Israel, Pastor Sean Thornton. That is an opportunity for you to use Genesis Tours as the one of the greatest, by the way, tour groups that there are in the sense of providing tours to Israel. Pastor Sean Thornton joining that national rank of pastors, and the opportunity for you to go to Israel in November. You want to go to experienceisraeltour.com to get more information. I'm going to do a quick clarification on Chris Brown's True Stewardship Christmas $100,000 giveaway. He's not giving away $100,000 check. It's not one single check, okay? It's not one big bankroll. You might have a big wallet, but this isn't that. He's giving away cash and prizes accumulative towards $100,000. Now, some of those prizes are rather big. If somebody came in knocking on my door and they gave me $200, $300, $500 or $2,000, $3,000 or $5,000, I'd be as happy as can be. I would be very, very happy. But here's the bottom line there. He's the total of what they're giving away, $100,000, and it ends in like 9 days. So you got to go to Stewardship. Where's the – oh, they didn't put the website on here. I'm pretty sure it's stewardship.com. There it is. Stewardship. I did find it. It's my glasses. They're not thick enough. Stewardship.com. That's right. I said it. Stewardship.com. And then finally, don't forget, free mobile app for KPRZ. It's the you can use it for the iPhone or the Android. Either one, either way, either direction, it all works out great. Let's get back into our discussion. We've been discussing in the very beginning how it's not really God's universe. It's not really our universe, but God's universe here in this planet. That we think it's our universe, but it's really God's universe. And there's a little bit of arrogance when you and I think that we are really in charge. It's true. And the last section we talked about was God within that framework. He is a director and a writer of this massive play of humanity, and you have a part. In fact, when you get into the scriptural elements, do we understand that God has actually marked out the race and has, for us, he's marked out the race we're supposed to go in, we're supposed to run in. And in that marking out, there is this plan. And Ephesians 1:11 brings everything back to the core. At the very earliest onset of all things, God had a plan. And we're seeing that plan manifest. Within the framework of that plan is God teaching you and I that you and I have an assignment in that plan. We have something to do. Christianity is not around just to make everybody have the feely-feely good goods. It's not all about cotton candy and carnivals, folks. I know you want it to be, but that's what holidays are for. Just telling you. Too much honey makes one vomit. Don't forget. So I want to just emphasize again that idea of assignment and then give you an idea of what I believe is a important element to reach that assignment that God has for you. Acts chapter 20. We didn't have any sounds, did we? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. We did. Hold that thought because I want to have you play that again. Acts chapter 20, verse 20 through 24. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. The task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Paul's only passion, Luke writes, is the thing that drives him is to finish the task. That's what he wants to do. I want to finish. You know what? The Lord's given me something to do. I want to do it. So it's important to understand that we have that task. And just one more thing, and then we'll get into the how. Philippians 3:12 says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. In other words, Paul said, I am just trying to seize the very thing that I was seized for and fulfill that. So now we had Tugboat Todd play that sound. Now I'm going to have him play that sound again so you can understand the connection with this particular encouragement. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Well, what's the real thing? Funny you should ask that question. Comes out of John chapter 4, verse 31 through 34. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat you know nothing about. This is the real food. This is pursuing the real food, which is why you just heard that sound clip. I have food to eat you know nothing about. Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? And then Jesus replied, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Jesus lived to finish the task that the Father had given him. Jesus lived to finish the task that was set before him. The reason I'm going over this again and again is to illustrate how important it is to seize the assignment for which you were seized. For us to understand it's God's universe. He's got something mapped out. He's got a plan. And we've been given an assignment in that plan. And it's got our fingerprints. And it's our specific job. And it's us and it's our requirement to take hold of that. And it should be the very existence by which we live. It should be our food for life. It should be our food for life and our drive in life. To make sure that we do the will of him who called our name. Because there's nothing more important than that. The question is, how do you get there? Okay, Dave, I got it. Not my universe. God's got a map. He's got this big plan. I got it. I've got an assignment. It's got to be much more important than I've been getting credit to. I've got to complete this task. It's got to be my food. I need to take hold of that which I have been taken hold of. Tell me what I need to understand. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to do it in a roundabout way, but you'll catch it if you just hang with me for 2 minutes. Luke 3, 21 through 23. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Now, Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. It's amazing that God the Father came out after Jesus got dunked and said, I am well pleased. Deeply, a deep reservoir of pleasure. I am well pleased. And here's something to be aware of. What is it that God the Father was well pleased with in regards to God the Son besides that one 45-second moment where he dunked in the water? I'll tell you what it is. It's the same key for you and I to understand what the assignment is. God the Father was well pleased with his communion with Jesus Christ, his relationship, his touch, their interaction. Jesus is illustrated throughout the scriptures as separating himself and spending time with God, being alone on the mountain, praying by himself, hanging out with God. That is what you and I need to do in order to find the assignment from God. We need to separate ourselves and spend time with God. By ourselves, with ourselves, praying with him, in his word, in prayer, communing with him, so we can know what the Father desires of us, so that before any ministry we launch in, any assignment we launch in, we can all say, the Father said he was well pleased with me.
and it's based on our communion together. You want to know the plan of God? Know God. Do you want to understand what you're supposed to do? Understand Him who created that which you are supposed to do. Do you want to seize hold of why you were taken? Then seize hold of your communion with the Father. Seize hold of your interaction with the Son. Seize hold of you being led by the Spirit, and find the assignment you were created to fulfill. When we get back, I'm going to give you the last piece that goes to that puzzle on how to grasp and seize the plan of God for your life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
On January 20th, the next president of the United States will be sworn into office. It was a contentious campaign, but if history is any indication, we'll all witness a smooth transition of power. The U.S. democratic process has inspired future leaders in struggling nations for decades. Far more inspiring, though, is a kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. No, it's not a democracy, and there will never be a transition of power. Jesus will always be the greatest king the world has ever known. But he's not a king surrounded by handlers who won't let you near him. In fact, he wants to live in your heart. King Jesus loves you so much that he died to take the punishment for your sins. So, if you accept his offer of forgiveness, you can live with him forever in heaven when you die and have a personal relationship with him right now while you live. We can tell you a lot more about all this at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You know, kids who aren't very logic smart, for instance, will really struggle with vocabulary, possibly, if they're not very word and logic. But what if they're very picture smart? We can let them draw the definition.
Dr. Kathy Cook offering hope to parents of children who are visual learners on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
What if we have these kids draw an apartment building, a condo, a house, a ranch-style home, a factory, and we prove through the drawing that they understand the differences? And parents can help kids study at home with those smarts that they have more brain cells in, even if they go back to school on Tuesday and take a written vocabulary test. Your son who is picture smart, when having to write out the definition of apartment building, will remember, oh wait, I drew that taller and wider with all kinds of windows. That's the building that a lot of people live in independent units, and they pay rent to somebody. That will work for these kids.
Dr. Kathy Cook is an expert about the different facets of intelligence, and you can hear more from her at familyminute.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
And the way to find that out is by our communion with God. Okay.
Oops, we're back now.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. How close was that one?
Pretty close.
That was pretty close, folks, right there. So you're back right now, Dave, except I was in the other room.
Keeps listeners on the edge of their seats.
Yeah, you never know. One time I'm going to dive in here, knock the the microphone over and just do the whole segment with my head against the table and just speaking into the microphone, kind of lying with my head on the table. I think that'll be interesting. All right, so we have covered some great material and some deep material and some important material in regards to understanding it is not our universe. It is God's universe, and that there's a race marked out for us, and in the race being marked out for us, that there is a plan that God has in that framework, and we're a part of that plan, and we're a part of that race, and within that race, he has given us an assignment. And we spent the better part of 10 minutes talking about the level of importance of that assignment, understanding that from Acts chapter 20, verse 20 through 24, Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, Philippians 3 through 12, and John 4, 31 through 34, that it is absolutely crucial for us to grasp that fulfilling the will of God and finding that purpose and doing that which he's tasked us to do is a key component to our successful walk as Christians. And in that, we talked about our communion and our fellowship being the way to connect to the Lord so that we can know. If you want to know what the will of God is, you have to know God. Now, there are many scriptures that give us a general context of what his will is. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And there are general wills. The Great Commission is a general will. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. These are specific commandments from God. But there is a personalized, fingerprinted purpose of your existence. God didn't make you for nothing. And to get to that level where you need to understand, one, you have to be responsive to the general. If you want to know what the specific will is of God is, you better be willing to do the general will of God. And then number two, understanding that it's through our communion. It's through our communion that we really attain to understanding what that will is. So I want to make one last effort in using a passage to help so that we can reach the will of God, function in the will of God, and connect to the will of God. And I want to give a practical passage that will help us do that in our communion. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Now watch, here it is. This tells you how to determine the will of God. "I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is." One of the practical elements for Christians to walk in, to determine the will of God in their lives, both general and specific, is to make sure that we do not conform to the pattern of the world, because God's desire and design for us are not connected to the patterns of the world, but that we should be renewing our mind, and the renewal of our mind comes from God's truth, which is able to renew us and strengthen us as the law of the Lord is perfect, able to restore and rejuvenate the soul. So we need to separate conformity from the pattern of worldly thinking and transform our minds in such a way in our communion with the Lord and in the embracement of his truth so as to be available and discerning and watching and observing so we can approve what the will of God is. See, that communion puts us in this position. And that position is to hear and to respond to God. And his truth and separating yourselves from the world enables you to distinguish what the Lord wants versus what the world would try and put on you. But whatever the world's going to do, it's going to be distracting away from the kingdom of God. So we want to present ourselves as vehicles, as vessels on a regular basis. And I can promise you one thing. I don't know why we don't talk about this more, but I can promise you one thing. As soon as you do figure out, well, this is what God wants me to do and this is the plan, I promise you something that you should be highly aware of. You're going to have more warfare come into your life than you've ever dreamed of. Because the enemy's not just going to sit back and go, oh, well, he's just going to advance the Lord's kingdom and destroy mine. I'm not going to do anything. That is not going to happen. The enemy does not like stuff like that. He'll be coming after you. So we need to be firm and determined in our communion and our relationship with God, and we need to be firm and determined in separating ourselves from the world pattern, and we need to be firm and determined in our renewal of our mind, which comes through God's truth. So we can approve what God's will is. His good and pleasing will. Connect to him, separate from the world, stay in the truth, find the assignment, fulfill it. Connect to him, stay in the truth, separate from the world, find his assignment, and fill it. Okay? You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Take a short break and come back. You'll hear Marty, Don't Go Anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.